Will you explain a little bit the opinion that the Supreme Court issued regarding the limits to campaign contributions?
Under federal law, an individual donor is limited to the with respect to the number of candidates, state parties, PACs, and national political parties that they can support with lawful contributions. They can only support 9 candidates to the amount permitted by law, and not 10, as an example. They can only support 4 PACs. They cannot support 5 with the maximum allowed by law. So the result is we have less money flowing to candidates, PACs, and political parties, and instead that money goes to super PACs or other third-party groups who do independent spending. The result is a less accountable and less transparent system.
And so going into midterm elections this year and then looking forward to a presidential election in 2016, what are some things we can point to that the average person might notice in terms of a difference in campaigns, if there are any?
Well, the overall effect is going to be more money spent by candidates and political parties and less money spent by third-party advocacy groups like super PACs doing independent expenditures. And that means we have a more accountable and more transparent system. If you don't like super PAC spending, you can't vote against them. But if you don't like a candidate spending, you can vote against them. So the spending generally will be more accountable and more transparent.
And so do you think this is the beginning of the end for super PACs, or do you think it's just a different way for money to go into campaigns?
It won't eliminate spending by super PACs. There'll always be a role for independent spending, but it means some money that would have otherwise gone to a super PAC will go to a candidate or a political party, and that is a better system.
Will we see a difference in our state legislature races or local elections? Because I think just how we were talking about with super PACs, it's obvious how larger campaigns will change because of this. But what about the local level in Indiana?
There'll be no effect in Indiana. We do not have contribution limits to candidates or political parties. We've never had an aggregate limit on how many candidates or political parties a donor can support. So as a result, we haven't had a lot. We've had some, but not a lot of independent spending compared to the federal system, where they have contribution limits to candidates and parties and aggregate limits. And the result has been that independent spending, principally by super PACs, has equaled candidate spending. We've never had that situation in Indiana.